Here's one thing my therapist asked that changed everything for me. Welcome to The Self Set. On this podcast, we're cutting the shame out of traditional self-help advice. We're adding more self-compassion to self-improvement. Get ready to hear some unique perspectives and psychology strategies to help you embrace who you are right now as you become who you want to be. Let's get started. You know when you meet someone and for some reason, you just know that that person does not like you? Not sure if it's their tone or their body language or just some general vibe. Whatever the reason, you just have a sinking suspicion that that person is not really a fan of you. I've been there. And it's uncomfortable. You start to get really self-conscious, like, why don't they like me? What am I doing wrong in this situation? I was telling my therapist about this once, about how I thought this one coworker of mine did not like me. And here's what my therapist hit me with. She asked me, what if that's not true? I'm sure I just had a blank look on my face. I was like, what? She said, yeah, it sounds like you have this thought that this person does not like you. But if they haven't told you, all that is just a thought. There's no actual sound proof of that. You're just holding on to this assumption, this thought, and thoughts aren't facts. So let's question it. What if it's not true? Like, what if they just were having a bad day that last time you talked to them? Or what if they just don't hate you, but they just are indifferent about you? That's not so bad. So am I the only one that didn't really realize that thoughts aren't facts and that we have full permission to question our own thoughts, to flip them, to rewrite what we want to believe? I'm not saying this is some magical fix. Of course, those insecure thoughts are going to come up, and a lot of times those insecure thoughts are going to be real convincing. But asking yourself this question, what if it's not true, puts the power kind of back in your hands, lets you actually take a second, recognize that the thought might not be factual, and allows you to replace it. Let's end this episode with a self-reflection question. Think about an insecure thought you've been having recently. Maybe you've been thinking that someone doesn't like you. Maybe you've been thinking that you've been doing badly at work. Now ask yourself, what if it's not true? What if they don't dislike you? What if you're not doing as bad as you think you are at work? Let me warn you, if this is a particular thought that you've been holding on to for a long time, there's a chance that your brain might still look for evidence to support that original thought. If that's the case, I encourage you to dig deeper. Continue to ask yourself, what if it's not true? It may seem like it's true, but what if it's not? Here's why it's not. Don't get discouraged. It might just take a few more tries to get your brain to think in a new way, but it's definitely possible. Just remember that you have permission to question your own thoughts, and you have the power to think new thoughts instead. And honestly, how cool is that? That's it for this week's episode of The Self Set. Be sure to join the Self-Set community to get additional self-reflection questions to go along with each episode. Thank you for listening. I'll talk to you later.